An Aboriginal woman has died while being held in the Northern Territory's highly contentious mandatory alcohol rehabilitation program. The scheme was introduced by the Territory government 18 months ago in the face of strong warnings from experts that it would target Indigenous people and punish alcoholics. The woman died last month, but so far authorities have not made the news of her death public, and her family wants to know how she was cared for and how she died. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
The Northern Territory government is facing questions about the first death in its mandatory alcohol treatment program, which has been contentious from the outset. Last month, a woman said to be about 40 died in a mandatory treatment centre in Alice Springs. Her sister, Elizabeth Racket-Naparula, spoke to AM from her remote Central Australian community of Papunya.
All my grandchildren are crying every night for her. When I cry, they cry too.
When mandatory alcohol treatment began, anyone picked up by police for being drunk 3 times in 2 months was forced into alcohol treatment. Legal and health groups warned the untested program would target Indigenous people and cost millions while doing little to treat addiction. But Elizabeth Racket-Naparula says she had been worried about her sister's health and was willing to give the treatment a chance.
Yes, I thought they were going to keep her there to get better, to eat lots of good food. I wanted them to look after her properly so she could get healthy and not have so much grog.
Elizabeth Racket says she was told about her sister's death just last week by a relative. The Northern Territory Health Department says the next of kin had been told but did not give any details. Elizabeth Racket wants more information about her sister's death. She wants to know what medical services were in the treatment centre, known as Kapu, and whether her sister had medication for her seizures.
I never went to see her at Kapu. I thought everything was all right. I can't understand what happened.
Even though people are detained against their will in mandatory alcohol treatment, the woman's death will not be treated as a death in custody. Instead, it's treated as a death in care and is now before the coroner. Russell Goldflam, the president of the NT Criminal Lawyers Association, says when it comes to deaths in custody, the public is usually informed.
In my experience, whenever there's a death in custody or a death after some sort of engagement with the police are very quick to put out a statement saying that this has occurred. I mean, it's pretty obvious why. If they didn't, then they would be criticised for trying to cover things up.
The CEO of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Priscilla Collins, is highly critical of the Northern Territory government's failure to make public the death.
And the worst thing is, we're only hearing about it 2 weeks later. Why wasn't this brought up 2 weeks ago?
AM put a number of questions about the death and the care at the Rehabilitation Centre to the Northern Territory Health Department. It will only confirm the death. It says the coroner has been informed, so it's not appropriate to make any more comments. The treatment centre where the woman died, Kapu, did not return AM's calls.
Sarah Everingham.